From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia tightens natural gas agreement with Ukraine. More international help in Nigeria's search for kidnapped girls. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russia is ordering energy-dependent Ukraine to pay in advance for all future natural gas deliveries. As the cash-poor Kiev government struggles to maintain economic and political stability. The Russian Energy Ministry says Ukraine missed a deadline on Wednesday to pay down a $3.5 billion energy debt and says all gas sent from June 1st on will require cash in advance. In another development, pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Ukraine regions of Donetsk and Luhansk say they'll go ahead with votes Sunday on whether to declare independence from Kiev, despite calls from Russia's President Vladimir Putin to postpone the votes. At least four countries, including the United States, are pledging to assist Nigeria in the search for 276 missing schoolgirls who were kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram. While addressing the World Economic Forum Summit Thursday in Abuja, Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan thanked China, the latest country to promise help in finding the girls. U.S. advisors are on the way to help with communications, logistics, and intelligence. Britain is promising to provide satellite imagery, while France says it will send security agents. Nigerian police have offered a $300,000 reward for information leading to the location and rescue of the students. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar are scheduled to meet today in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa for talks aimed at ending the country's five-month conflict. Marta Vanderwolf reports.
The men agreed to meet face-to-face this week after visits to Juba by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The spokesman of the rebel delegation, Gojo Jul, says it is a good sign the two leaders have agreed to meet each other.
And we are very glad that in the next few days, our principals, you know, Dr. Riek and Salva Kiir, will be meeting to give a push or a blessing to the ongoing peace process in Addis Ababa.
This week, the rebels and government agreed to a one-month truce to allow aid groups to reach affected communities and to allow farmers to plant their fields before the start of the rainy season. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
An explosion leveled a hotel in Syria's historic old city of Aleppo. Activists and state media say rebel fighters were behind the blast Thursday at the 150-year-old Carlton Hotel. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based activist network, says the explosion killed government troops, but did not say how many. The Associated Press says a group calling itself the Islamic Front claimed responsibility for the attack. The head of the UN agency overseeing Syria's chemical weapons destruction says the last remaining 8% is in a dangerous and inaccessible area. Sigrid Kaag says 16 barrels are all that's left before 100% of Syria's stockpile is destroyed. But she says those barrels are in an area too dangerous to enter because of security problems. Cox says full access is critical to ensure Syria meets the June 30th deadline for ridding itself of all chemical weapons. The Afghan Taliban says it'll target international forces and high-ranking government officials in what it calls back-breaking strikes as part of its spring offensive. In a statement posted on the militant group's website, the Taliban says the offensive named Khyber will begin May 12th and include insider attacks and assaults on large and well-fortified enemy bases. Two leading United Nations agencies are calling for greater action to provide safe drinking water and basic sanitation to more than 3 billion people. A joint report by the World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund says more must be done to close the gap between the billions who have access to improved water and sanitation and those who don't. Lisa Schlein has details.
The United Nations reports almost 2 billion people now have access to improved sanitation and 2.3 billion people have access to safe drinking water. Of these, 1.6 billion have water piped into their homes. That is the good news. But the bad news, says Maria Nera, WHO's Director of Public Health, Environmental and Social Determinants of Health, is that more than 700 million people still need access to good drinking sources. Half of these people live in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website at voanews.com.